Are underway for the 230,000 people who died in the Indian Ocean tsunami 20 years ago today. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Thailand.
Tourists there had no expectation, the earthquake was a long way off, that this would happen. At the time, you know, people actually walked out onto the beach when they saw the sea receding, very surprisingly, totally unaware that within minutes it would come roaring back.
Northwest Naturals is recalling a batch of its cat food after it tested positive for bird flu. A house cat in Oregon died.
The company has issued a recall of 2-pound bags of feline turkey recipe, raw frozen pet food marked with best if used by dates of 5/21/26B10 and 6/23/2026B1.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says the recall food was sold in 12 states. In 45 states, people are buying up Mega Millions tickets.
The estimated jackpot for Friday's drawing is about $1.15 billion.
CBS's Courtney Keeley says that would be the fifth largest jackpot ever. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Holiday leftovers can be a favorite part of the holiday season for many, but be sure you handle them with care. Leftovers should be refrigerated within 2 hours of cooking to prevent bacterial growth. You should eat leftovers within 4 days or freeze them. Reheat leftovers to an internal temperature of 165 degrees before eating. You can find more food safety tips and even chat live at ask.usda.gov. It's cold and flu season, and people with diabetes are at higher risk of more frequent or severe infections. Dr. Alex Tricarton, MD, and family medicine physician with Aspirus Health, says infections can complicate diabetes management.
When our body is infected, our metabolism can change, and oftentimes what we feel like eating or drinking changes, or what we feel like doing changes. So those who have diabetes may need to check their glucose more often.
Dr. Tricarton recommends people stay up to date on their immunizations.
Because this can not only reduce their risk of getting an infection, but if they do get that infection, it would typically be less severe if they have had the immunization for it.
He also said it's good to maintain good control of your diabetes. Have a plan with your healthcare provider to get your numbers where they need to be to keep your risk low. The easiest way to lower your risk of contracting a respiratory infection is washing your hands.
Of all the technology advances through history, perhaps the biggest impact on health is modern plumbing, where we have running water in our home and at our workplace.
Staying current on vaccines, maintaining good glucose control, and practicing good hygiene can help reduce the risk for those with diabetes during the respiratory virus season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Family Natural Foods' own Katrina Hittner.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for joining us, Kat. And thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you being with us, everybody. We got some entertainment news we're going to get into in a little bit. I've also got a fun one here brought to us from our friends from Up North News about the coolest natural wonders in Wisconsin. Want to check those out? Or maybe we'll check out this one about the 12 best holiday light displays. Got that for you also lined up. Bunch of good stuff coming up. But we kick off every Thursday right in this time slot with our great friends from the South Oconee Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. And we've got our new friend Denise joining us on the phone here. How you doing, Denise?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate you being able to make the time. I know how busy you guys have got to be over there.
Oh, we are. Things are crazy here with construction. It's in full force today. They're in the front and the back just pounding away and making things bigger and better for us. So we're very excited.
Just so the audience knows, that's why she wasn't able to join us today. She could not get out of the building. Joking. I do appreciate you being able to call in and not, chance to get in driving in and everything. We do ask everybody to be careful out there. Keep an eye out for each other and slow down. Know where you need to be that fast. Take it easy out there on the roads today. And Denise, when it comes to this type of weather with our furry friends, bringing them out, letting them do their business, all that, I want to remind everybody as well to be careful about the bottoms of their feet and how sensitive those can be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they get colder faster when those pads are exposed to the snow and the ice. It's, you just got to be aware of cold and hot with these pets. They don't necessarily let us know when they're experiencing pain or cold. So be aware as pet owners. Be responsible.
Yeah, it's a great point about the hot or cold. It's one of those things we might, as we get into the season, and I know we've experienced a million of these winters or summers or anything. It's a nice reminder that these animals are walking around with fur coats on, it can be misleading sometimes of how they're doing. The bottoms of their feet, not as much. And they are very sensitive. Be careful of that, everybody. Denise, other than the crazy construction and great construction going on, send a shout out to the team working so hard over there and everything. How are things over at the shop?
They're great. We had a couple of dogs get adopted right before Christmas. That was a banner day for us. And we had a couple of cats come in over the weekend, but we are doing well with adoptions. The staff is working really hard to keep everybody, upbeat and moving around and healthy. I could not do anything here without the staff, the volunteers. It's just amazing. So, shout out to them. I'm so grateful to have everybody here and the board that does such great work for this place, too.
Absolutely.
Really do appreciate the work that you and the team and everybody does put in over there. We want to remind everybody there are always needs at the Humane Society. Are there anything in particular that stands out that you guys are in need of right now?
We need cat litter. We always need cat litter. And then food, both cat and dog, dry. We don't necessarily need the wet, but we do need dry foods for both cats and dogs. Nothing in particular. They're not all that picky. But, it's just different brands. If you have extra cat food or extra dog food, bring it on down. We will always take your donations.
Appreciate that, Denise. Thank you so much for updating us on that. I do want to apologize to you. I'm sorry. I'm being very unprofessional. In my defense, I can't stop looking at Bluey. I'm on the Humane Society's website, everybody, swchs.com. Encourage you to head on over there. And I get distracted by these dogs every segment. One of these days, I'll be a professional, and I'll be able to focus on the task at hand. But I can't help it. Bluey is awesome. He's a blue tick healer, American blue healer. He's a beautiful dog. And there's so many great animals over there, Denise. It's not my fault. I can't. I'm only human. I get distracted by these animals.
I'm the same way. I can't not walk through there. And last week, I had the joy of having a couple dogs in my office all day long so I could get to know them. Bluey was next on my list. I don't have him in my office yet, but I had Bentley, and Bentley is another one of our dogs that came in as a stray in the end of October. But he's like a hunting dog. He's very chill until you bring him outside, and then he perks up because he likes to be outside and hunt. If you're interested in that sort of a chill dog, that's very calm, I'm a hyper person, and he calmed me right down. I loved it. But Bluey is just beautiful. He's one of those, the healer mix, and just lots of energy, but not too much, not jumping all over you. Mm-hmm. He's beautiful, too.
Is Bentley our pet of the week?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's a great one. I was looking at Bentley, too. Just a very unique dog. Very beautiful. Very handsome dog. And Bentley is a plot hound. I don't know that I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, he looks like a tall, elegant beagle.
Yes.
A longer snout. He's just beautiful, and you can tell he's got hunting instincts when you take him outside, but he doesn't pull. He's just so calm. I love him. And he's 7, so he's middle age. Flat hounds live 12 to 14 years, so if you're, in need of a dog that likes to hunt and is very chill, come down and check him out. He's my pet of the week.
Mm-hmm. He's awesome. Those ears.
I guess.
Also, Bentley, very good at taking pictures.
Yes.
Very good. Like, has a great, just a great
He knows he's getting a picture taken.
I love when you see that in an animal. Yeah.
Yes. It's rare because usually you hide when you bring the camera out.
Yes. Bentley's a great animal. There are nothing but great animals over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Your new best friend is waiting for you over there, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we always like to remind people that there are a lot of people that are like myself that would like to adopt every single one of these animals, but I have no room. And I know that, and I know that it's about the animals and not me, so I have to be the bigger, I have to be an adult.
Yes, be an adult.
Be mature and not, you know, just go to my instincts and rush over there right now to get Freedom. Oh, because I'm looking at Freedom. That's a great dog. Oh, there's so many great ones over there. Oh. Nothing but great animals Freedom over there. While we know that this community loves animals, not everybody can have an animal, but every one of us can impact things with the animal community and helping our friends at the Humane Society.
Yes.
So when it comes to volunteers or anything like that, any way you can help out, we encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And this community does so much for us. We are very blessed to have to be in this community for people that anytime we need a donation, they come full force and provide us for what we need. They come and walk animals. Thank you again for the support this amazing community gives us.
Yeah, it's a team effort, you know, because you guys do some amazing work over there, too, and we would notice if you were not there doing that work, so we appreciate it. Say hi to the staff over there for us. Happy holidays to you all. Denise, thank you so much for not only joining us, but bringing attention to these great animals, and now I'm just going to be, Bentley, I'm going to be looking at Bentley.
He's not going to be actually working anymore. He's going to be doing that.
I'm done for the day, everybody. I'm done. Denise and Katrina are going to run the rest of the show.
We got it.
Thank you for joining us, Denise. We'll talk next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, James. You have a great day.
You too. Our great friends at the Humane Society are just waiting on you. You can go ahead and reach out to them for any of these animal needs or any way you can help out. You can email them, office@swchs.com, office@swchs.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. You can, of course, find them on Facebook. Be sure to follow and subscribe to their page. You can direct message them from over there, too, if that's an easier way for you to get a hold of them. And their building is located at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, kind of on right on the outskirt of Rapids, right as you're heading out of town and everything. Beautiful big building with an awesome dog right on top of it. You can't miss it. Any way you can help out the Humane Society, there is no small gift. There is no small way of doing things when we're talking about helping out the animals and doing good by them. Find out about more at swchs.com, swchs.com. Be listening next week for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week. And I do want to send a shout out to all of our businesses out there over the year. You know, we're doing a year-end wrap-up. And one of the great things that we've had over the last couple of years is a lot of sponsors for this segment. Big thank you to all you businesses out there that have sponsored this segment. We encourage you to reach out to our sales team and be a part of this. And, you know, sponsor segments like this or The Kitchen's Open or Labeled or Seth Faces the Music or anything like that. It is one of the better ways you can spend your advertising dollars. You hear the way we talk about the people that work with us, the businesses that are with us. You know, if this works out for you, you could even end up being a co-host one day. We encourage you to join the team. We want to buy local, support local with all of you out there. Reach out to our front office, our front desk at 424-1300, and Pam will put you in touch with Ashley and get you a part of the team. We'll have more Pet of the Weeks for you coming up next week for it. Right now, we're taking a break. Come back with some entertainment news on The Morning Show at WFHR.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let us tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's.
There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Katrina and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. I'm going to touch on a little bit of entertainment news for you right now. Got to see a little bit of football last night as the NFL took over Christmas Day.
Did.
We're going to talk more about this on Playmakers on Friday. Be sure to encourage you to join us for that and everything. But did one of the things that stood out entertainment-wise in this is that Beyonce was the halftime show for the Houston-Baltimore game. Beyonce's from Houston.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
was the first time she was doing her Cowboy Carter album live.
Oh, wow.
And she hasn't performed live in a while.
Yeah.
So this is one of the greatest live performers there is in the world. Whether you like Beyonce or not,
right.
you cannot deny that this is one of the greatest singer, dancers, entertainers, not just of her generation, mm-hmm. but maybe of all time. She's on that level. Mm-hmm. Queen Bee is on that level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any Beyonce songs in my playlist or anything like that, but any chance to see her perform, mm-hmm. I love seeing it as an entertainer.
Yes.
Seeing somebody great at what they do, mm-hmm. I almost don't care what it is.
Right.
I just love watching people that are great at what they do. And
sure.
she comes out there, and you saw a little bit of nerves. And she kind of smiled it off. And I'm like, geez, she's just that kind of good.
Yeah.
Where even when things aren't going as smoothly as they could be, she just is able to flip it like that. I see a lot of entertainers that are considered some of the greats and everything that get rattled pretty easily.
Yep.
This woman just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And once she got in the swing of things, it was a really impressive performance.
Nice.
It was basically like a Super Bowl halftime show.
I was going to say, it's like pre-Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I also think what you're saying to that, it's cool to see that she's human too, right? She can be nervous. She can have anxiety about the whole shebang, even though she can like make it blend it in really nicely and make it look good. But it's also really nice to be like, yeah, she's human. She's human.
She brought out a number of guest stars with her, as they do for these things, which was also very Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
You know, usually they try to slip in like music acts during halftime all the time. Mm-hmm. But usually, like, there's a little stage over here and they go there for 5 minutes and then cut commercials and stuff. This was it felt as long as the Super Bowl halftime. Like, it felt that kind of length in the amount of production and time.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Her daughter, Blue Ivy, came out and danced with her, and that was really cool. She did a great job, too. It was really good. It was just an interesting thing, but it got me thinking about this, of how, where this goes entertainment-wise, mm-hmm. because all of this was on Netflix. Both games were on Netflix. It was I believe the NFL Network had them as well, but if you didn't have a Netflix account, you weren't watching these games. And it's something that, like, in the NFL, I pick on for this a lot because they're the most guilty of it, but they're not the only ones. Mm-hmm. The idea of I'm the biggest game in town, but I got to be bigger.
Yeah,
I got to take over more.
Right,
and I think that there's two big ways where I feel like they're missing the mark. And I understand I'm talking a little sports here, but it bleeds into entertainment. This is all connected now. It's sports entertainment. It is not just, and it never really was, but it's not the wins and losses are becoming less and less important to the masses. Not to your everyday sports fan, but to the masses and everything. And one of the biggest things that the NFL, the biggest mistake I feel like the NFL and these companies are doing, and they are companies, mm-hmm. these sports, the NFL, NHL, MLB, all of them, forgetting who made you. Because the NFL was not always the biggest game in town. And they got big because they would have on two games every Sunday and one on Monday that you could count on. And they could count on their viewers showing up for those games. And those core cable watchers that are still around, many of them, are now being left in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL is just going for the big bucks and just going for streaming and going for younger eyes and all this. And I'm sure their numbers are good and they're making bank. They're mm-hmm. making plenty of money. But I ask you, what good is the money if your product is not going to survive? This goes back, and you can make fun of me for this if you want, everybody, but this goes back actually to something my uncle, and something you learn if you're Italian and you have family from the other side of the tracks. But you can't get blood from a turnip. You can't get blood from a stone.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take things easy with this. You can't just take everything from a resource, everything from it. You have to tap in and slowly do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is like this in business. There's no business that survives. If I got the pet rock and people are going to love it, I'm going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And it's a dollar. Yeah. And all of a sudden, all my pet rocks are gone.
Right.
And I got no more rocks. I got the idea of leaving your core audience behind in the dust. There's no way to survive on that.
Right.
This everything that rises will fall.
Right.
And this is the beginning of of what is the end. I'm sure the ratings are fine. And I highly doubt that Roger Goodell or anybody at the NFL front offices are worried about this or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see it coming. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to happen. There is going to be a day, and not that long from now, where the NFL is not the number one game in town mm-hmm. because they don't have the viewership that they used
to. Right.
And how will they listen? How will they care? Advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people aren't you know, showing up for these commercials, and they're not seeing the commercials, they're not going to be paying millions of dollars to be in these advertising mm-hmm. breaks. And this is how that falls. I can't think of a more ridiculous thing to do than to just have everything on a streaming service.
Yep.
Now, putting it on there, Netflix will pay you, NFL. Anybody will pay you. Everybody wants the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could still make money from Netflix. Just have the game streaming on cable as well.
Yeah, it's surprising to think that it was only one channel. Like, I just think it's limiting for a lot. Or some people that are just doing cable because they are not subscribing to a Netflix, a Hulu, et cetera, et cetera. And there's so many out there. So I agree it should be. I just think of it as a cable thing.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even think of it as a streaming thing at all.
Well, and I'm curious how many people out there were catching the games who did that. It flipped to streaming, watched the Netflix games and everything. I do want to say, as far as their production and the way that Netflix did this, because they've never done this before.
Sure.
They've had some streaming issues with live events already, with the Tyson and Paul fight, mm-hmm. and I believe a couple of comedy specials were buffering and having trouble. I did not get to watch this, you know, intensely, like every single second or whatever, but everything I caught I think there was one hiccup. Otherwise, it went pretty smoothly.
That's great.
And the camera angles and the production value, the people they had in the studio, all of that was really good.
Good.
I thought it was. That's good. Least. I thought it was really good. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes and how much more of this happens and how this affects their ratings, how this affects the NFL and how that goes for them. I actually, this time of year, there's not a ton of entertainment news out there. And a lot of this stuff is quite common knowledge if it is out there.
Right.
So what I thought would be fun is kind of touch on some things that involve entertainment and that are a little bit local. And I came across a great one from our good friends over at Up North News. You can check out Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com, upnorthnewswi.com. Encourage you to sign up for their newsletter. And, of course, you can check out our pre-show before us every day. You'll hear from Monday through Friday some Up North News with the gang from there. But they have a great one, the 12 best holiday light displays across Wisconsin. Mm. This is a shout out to Aaron Yarnall for the great work on this one. They did a really nice job on this. And this is seasonal. This is, most of these are going on until January 1st.
I was going to say, it's great because we get so busy with Christmas, getting prepared for it. We don't always have as much time. But now maybe we can take some time this week or before January, go for a little stroll. Just be careful on the icy days.
Yeah. But we're thinking the same thing. We get so busy. We have so much that's taking us and pulling us in all these different directions up until now. Now, hopefully, you have like maybe a week here free, or you have a couple of days, or maybe you're off work or something like that. And so many of us like to travel, but we want you to be safe. Maybe don't want you to go too far. So we got, and especially doing this show here in central Wisconsin, we are so spoiled.
We're spoiled because it takes us like 2 hours here, 2 hours there, 2 hours and almost anywhere.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. So if you want to head to downtown Milwaukee to check out the Holiday Lights Festival, encourage you to do that. Every year, more than 500,000 bulbs light up downtown Milwaukee as part of the city's Holiday Lights Festival. I've seen this in years past. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago, but it's awesome.
Okay.
They really nail this, Milwaukee, every year. They do great job with it. The festival lights can be found decorating four parks within the city: Cathedral Square Park, Pierre Marquis Park, and Red Arrow Park. Be sure to check those out. Cool. There is the Rotary Lights Holiday Display that is going on until the December 31st. That is in La Crosse at 410 Veteran Memorial Drive in La Crosse. Holidays are celebrated every year in La Crosse's Rotary Lights. This year, there's something else to celebrate, too. The annual Holiday Light Display is celebrating the 30th anniversary.
Cool. And maybe you want to like drive some of the Mississippi while you're going through, make it a little bit more of a fun road trip.
Nice. Yes, that's a great point. Yeah. In addition to the abundance of lights, the Rotary Lights event, which runs November 29th through December 31st, offers kids a chance to meet Santa, who will be in park every night checking things out So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Celebration of Lights goes on until December 31st over in Oshkosh.
I've heard this one is phenomenal. I've had two people this year that were like, that's the best in the state. I don't know. I haven't done it, but I've heard it's beautiful.
I just about like decapitated myself somehow. I don't know. I caught my foot on my cord for my headphones. I've never done that.
He's okay, everyone. He's fine now. He made it through.
20 some years of radio. I've never done that before. This is why all headphones should be cordless. This
yeah, that's probably this true.
All headphones should be cordless. I will die on this hill. after it. My brother has checked this one out before. My brother in that area loves anything, all these kind of displays over in the Oshkosh area. After a visit to a holiday light display in Texas, Tom Stephanie, the former director of the Oshkosh Parks Department, was inspired to create something similar at home. That's how the Celebration of Lights, an annual holiday light display in Oshkosh, began. The event is held on the grounds of the EAA Aviation Museum and is open daily 5:30 to 9.
Cool.
23 years they've been doing this.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What about the WPS Garden of Lights that goes on throughout December in Green Bay?
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I have done that one once. That was really pretty.
I've wanted to see this one in part because the Green Bay Botanical Garden during the winter doesn't just have a variety of plants to check out. It's also home for this Garden of Lights display.
Yeah, exactly. It was really cool. I did it, 6 years ago or something, and it was fun because you meander around, and it's a neat area.
Mm-hmm. I've only been to one, but the maybe I've been to two actually, but the Botanical Garden in Madison, my sister and I go to almost every summer. And
yeah,
God, it just never gets old.
It's so pretty.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever be in a rainforest.
Yeah, but they'll feel like it.
Yeah, they have an area there that makes it really, really feel like it. It's a great one. Any chance you can check out a botanical garden? They're amazing. Let's see here. The Enchantment in the Park in West Bend. This one wrapped up already, but maybe next year if you want to check it out and everything. I hear a lot of good things about it. It's a really good one, and it's usually open to the public. They do ask for a donation, but it's usually open to the public. So next year, be sure to check out Enchantment in the Park over in West Bend. That is a great one. You still got a couple of days left. In fact, I think it wraps up today. Pleasant Prairie Christmas Holiday Lights Tour that is taking place over in Pleasant Prairie. That's a good one. They talk a lot about that one in that area. That's a fun one. Let's see here. Farm of Lights is going on in Genoa City.
Okay.
I haven't heard much about this one. Now that the growing season is over, the Midwest farmers, some have opted to grow lights instead.
That's fun.
Including the Farm of Lights in Genoa City, spanning a half mile, the light display has more than 100,000 bulbs drive through tunnels of massive illuminated Christmas trees. The pictures I'm seeing of it look amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like a really cool event right there. The in Caledonia, Christmas Carnival of Lights goes on till the 31st. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park in Caledonia is an ideal place to camp and explore the great outdoors. Although it's not as great up for camping in the winter, it's still a perfect place to visit for home for Christmas Carnival of Lights.
Very cool.
And please feel free to call up and correct me if I am saying that wrong, that city wrong. You're lucky I'm not doing everything that's happening in Sheboygan. I could easily have turned the sketch. I could have did it that
way. Everything in Sheboygan.
Everything. Pewaukee has their country Christmas going on until January 1st. It's primarily a drive-through experience, but there's also a select nights where visitors in Pewaukee-based can take a walk, and there's a wagon ride.
That's fun.
I was talking about this the other day. Have you ever done an actual traditional sleigh ride?
I don't think so.
Like with the horses and everything?
Yeah, no, it sounds awesome. Yeah. I don't think we've had enough snow recently either.
No, true. I'd love to do that. I love taking calls. Let's go ahead and take one real quick. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. It's Caledonia.
Thank you. Caledonia. Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you. I knew I was getting it wrong. I knew our listeners knew.
And they will correct you, which is great.
Oh, if there is one thing that every single... I don't care if this is stereotypical. You guys can go ahead and get mad at me if you want. Every single Wisconsinite has in common. If you mispronounce a city name, they are just racing to tell you. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Nope.
I'm saying, as somebody who mispronounces names every day on the air, I could be the first to tell you this will happen.
Yep, it happens.
Shout out to the best listeners in radio. Thank you for that. Check out the Christmas Carnival Lights. It's going on until the 31st. Let's see here. There was at least one or two more I wanted to mention. Because Rotary Winery, Rotary Winter Wonderland in Marshfield.
Yeah.
That's a good one,
I've done that one. That one's pretty.
Yeah.
It's nice because it's close. So, right, we could make it there. I want to highlight quick, too, that there's a couple just general people that put on light shows around their house. Like, I know there's one kind of by Lake Wazicha that some people go to that somebody puts on, and it's synced to music, which is really cool. And I know in, like, Point, there's one that's synced to music, and then the donations go usually to some sort of charity. There was one in Wausau. Again, there's people just do it now more often, and it's just right around their house, and they sync it to music and to a radio station. It's quite incredible.
The amount of stuff that's out there now where they can display things on the wall or the side of the building or something like that, the music,
yes,
these gigantic things that they're having nowadays and everything. Just driving around your neighborhood and in your town, you can see a lot of
cool
stuff.
It's fun to see. I'm glad that I'm not doing it because I don't think I'd want all that crazy lights blinking. linking back and forth all day long. But it's fun to see this time of year.
I do often think, if I'm an older man and I'm living alone or something like that, I think that's my house. I think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Like just boom. Just boom, all kinds of stuff like out there.
Well, and then let's talk about the bridge with the lights now. You know, that is so pretty.
Yes.
It's so pretty with the different colors, or on the other side, it's just like the white. Like that's, I think that's really pretty too.
I love it. I'm a big fan of that. The lights that are on the bridge, could not love it more. Two more I wanted to mention before we head out. Holiday Fantasy in Lights. This is going on until December 31st over in Madison. I love this one. I've seen this one many times.
Nice.
And they change it up. They do a really, really amazing job. And so much of it is done with volunteers and just everyday people going out there and putting time into this. Of course, Madison's Holiday Fantasy in Lights has the light display that you'll expect to see, like a big illuminated snowman and Christmas trees. But there's also Wisconsin-themed light displays, including University of Madison Badgers and Green Bay Packer football helmets, and a brandy old-fashioned light display that there too. The drive takes about a half an hour.
Okay.
So it's a good use of time, I think.
Right, yeah.
And you can take your time with it, too. One of the things I like about it is that. I'm not saying that you can't do this with most of these displays, but this one in particular, I feel like, is almost meant to be paced.
Sure.
Meant to
and if you're going to drive that way, I mean, take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time with it.
Absolutely. And, of course, we have to wrap up with Sheboygan.
Aha.
Making Spirits Bright in Sheboygan goes on till December 31st with a light display that stretches just over a mile. Making Spirits Bright illuminates Sheboygan's Evergreen Park every winter with an assortment of light displays, including a choir of elves and a Candyland-themed display. Oh, that's
very
fun.
Cool.
This goes from 5 to 9, and except on, of course, on Christmas. So they had Christmas off. Good on them. But otherwise, it'll be running until December 31st. Be sure to check that out, everybody. They got a lot of cool stuff there.
Very cool.
They've been doing this since 2012. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. And one of the things that they do with this over the past 12 years, more than 1 million pounds of food have been donated at Making Spirits Bright and has been delivered to Sheboygan County Food Banks.
Awesome.
So many of these displays have things like this. So while we're encouraging you to check them out and enjoy, and you know, it might be a good way to get out of the house a little bit while, you know, not doing anything too crazy.
Yeah.
Almost all of these do have something like this. So maybe bring a non-perishable food item while you're checking out these displays.
Sure.
Drop them off. Do some good while you're checking out something good.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This year, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are celebrated in the same week. Lisa Hale takes a closer look at Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the Director of African-American Studies at UW-Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official KwanzaaWebsite.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates a successful elk hunting season. The state's seventh managed elk hunt opened on October 12th and concluded December 20th. The 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. The eight Wisconsin hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received over 17,000 applications to hunt in the northern elk zone and more than 7,500 applications for the central elk zone. In the central elk zone, all four hunters successfully harvested a bull elk on the third day of the season. Two hunters in the northern elk zone successfully harvested a bull elk, and Ojibwe tribal hunters met their four bull harvest declaration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So I had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new study by Pew Research finds Americans broadly support such democracy reforms as making Election Day a holiday and 2 weeks of in-person early voting, but also think voters must use government-issued ID and voting machines should have paper backup. Pew surveyed over 5,100 American adults in January 2024 from a pool which reflects the demographics of the U.S. It found an increasing number of Americans, 72%, supported making Election Day a national holiday, and 76% supported 2 weeks of in-person early voting. The public is split, however, on having a choice for mail-in voting, with 57% supporting and 41% opposing. Among Republicans, support for mail-in voting dropped in 4 years from 49% to 28%, likely in response to former President Donald Trump's baseless fraud claims. While voting rights groups have tried to protect voting for the elderly, disabled, and students, 81% of Americans support voting only with a government-issued ID, up among all partisan stripes. Support for Election Day registration and automatic voter registration through the DMV declined slightly since 2021, but is down 10% among Republicans. Pew also found notable differences among younger adults and communities of color who are more likely to support early voting, mail-in voting, and automatic and Election Day registration. We have a link to the full Pew survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app. Hi, this is Seth Habhager, head of production and host of Seth Faces the Music on WFHR and Trail Tunes on WIRI, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
So this is Christmas.
what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is
welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James hanging out with you this morning. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Seth and the great work with the bumpers he did.
Yes. I mean, I'm kind of sad not to hear the Christmas music, to be honest.
We'll get them in. We'll get them in towards, we'll just keep these going until the end of the year.
Keep them going.
We'll have some fun with it. Had this story came across back in October, Katrina, and I've been waiting to get into it. And I think it's a really good one. I thought it'd be right up our alley. So diving right in, and we go to the goodnewsnetwork.org. Encourage you to check that out. A shout out to Andy Corbley and the nice reporting he always does over there. This is about we're going to my family's old stomping grounds to Egypt, actually.
Okay.
And to
take
Cairo.
Us to Egypt.
In Cairo, a supermarket is taking its produce aisle to a new level of freshness. A hydroponic fridge grows different kinds of lettuce right there in the store.
I love that.
Ensuring that no one has to complain about freshness.
Yeah.
This hydroponic system is a way of growing certain plants in humid tubes without soil, supplemented with liquid fertilizer and nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
This system uses 90% less water than soil gardening and is perfect for fast-growing greens.
Sure, absolutely.
Now, I will admit, a lot of this is over my head.
Okay.
I am not a gardener. I don't know much about greens or anything like that. As you can, if you look at me, you notice I don't eat enough greens. But I thought this was amazing. A lot of people that are a lot smarter than me and know a lot more about this industry than I do are like traveling to Cairo, checking this out, looking at, hey,
I love the idea.
How can we do this at our supermarkets here in the States? They're doing this a lot in Europe. Not saying they're doing it yet, but they're looking to do it in Europe.
Yeah,
more.
Absolutely. No, I love that. I mean, so hydroponic, we're really fortunate. We have a local hydroponic, two of them, but Holden Flag out in Junction City, we carry his greens and they are fantastic. They're so flavorful. You don't have to worry about the dirt that, you know, you would if it was grown in the soil. I'm not an expert on hydroponics, but what I'm thankful for is that we can have greens growing all year round here locally. Having greens grown all year round versus if it was soil, we'd have to put a pause on it for the winter. And so their greens are so tasty. And I love the idea, like what they're doing in Cairo, where it's essentially like, I don't know, maybe you're cutting the, I don't know. Are you cutting your own greens or are they doing it? Probably they're doing it because otherwise you're going to waste and you destroy. But I love the idea of how fresh that really can be. And Jason, my husband and I have always joked about like, we should make like fresh herbs at the store and you cut your own or like greens or something, you know, because it's like, wow, how cool would that be? And I love that Cairo's doing that. That's super great.
It's really interesting. I'm just trying to show you a little bit. I couldn't find video of it, but trying to show Katrina a little bit of the picture of it and everything. It looks just like a normal, like, almost looks like a flower display area, little bit.
But you open up the fridge and you've got like greens kind of in their own bowls, essentially, where they're maybe growing from. Where I've toured the facility in Junction City, and theirs are kind of in trays. So, right, this is a bit more user friendly if you're literally picking it up from the refrigerator. The refrigerator looks like it's got a lot of lights in it as well. So, right, that's going to be this like their sun that's growing it, essentially. Really cool system.
And, you know, for one, I don't think it's a bad idea to just knowing any way we can grow anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you never know where we might need this resource or something like that.
Absolutely.
And the ability that it can do, one of the things, my first hesitation with this, and my only hesitation really with it was, well, would this affect our ag industry? How would it affect it or anything? Mm-hmm. Well, we're actually seeing a lot of the ag industry being very supportive of this.
Yeah,
and
complimenting.
They kind of go hand in hand if they're done right. This is very early in the process of this. I don't know. if in the next 15, 20 years we may see this in your everyday supermarket or not.
Who knows?
But it's especially with the way technology goes and with the system that they're using, which is not that complex. I don't want to make light of it. It's, again, way over my pay grade.
Right.
But for these people that know what they're doing, it's not that complicated. And it's something that even your everyday supermarkets, your rural supermarkets might be able to pull off because, again, it's not that expensive to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool.
Quite an interesting thing. And it's this is more and more, and you guys know this over at Family Natural Foods better than most of us do. This is more and more what consumers want. They they not only want to know where their products are coming from, but not the the product itself not traveling that far.
Right. Yeah, it's absolutely. Really, you want it as fresh as possible. I mean, if we could pick it from our garden, we're going to do it. So this is a way of you stop at your local grocery store. How can you do that? I love it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
It's a really sign of the times. It's really looks like this is a big direction of where things are going forward. There was one other part that I did want to... Yeah, because hydroponic farms are becoming more and more common in built-up areas, creating indoor vertical farms stored in warehouses or rooftop gardens, even in large cities like Montreal and Canada. That's the other place I wanted to mention. They are doing this quite a bit over there.
Cool.
This is really interesting.
I love the idea of it.
I'm going to try to get something like this with candy. Let's see if I can grow my own candy. Nope, not breeding. Oh, that is not how candy... Okay, so candy's not grown. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, right, it's not. I know you wish that, but...
I thought there was a... You know, there's... Is that hard to imagine that there are apple trees and that there couldn't be candy apple trees? I mean, it doesn't seem that far-fetched, does it? I'm being told it is. We will take a time out. Be back to wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
Welcome back, everybody.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Katrina and James hanging out with you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a really fun show.
It's been fun. It's day after Christmas. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the fun happening.
Not a lot of people are doing live content this time of year and everything. We're so thankful to not only you guys listening and joining us, but our staff being here and the hard work they're doing and having great people like Katrina sit in with us. Thank you, Kat.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it's been fun.
It. Tomorrow on the show, Melissa and Seth and I will wrap up the week, get you ready for the weekend. We'll have some fun stuff for you. Not only will we have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Yeah. I got a classic one lined up for tomorrow. Got a really good one. And we'll get into kids think these random things mean you're old.
Oh, gosh. That's great.
That should be an interesting
one. We were just
one.
Talking about that kind of stuff, so that's super fun.
We'll get into that one. But we have, real quickly, all you board game fans out there, what is your favorite board game? I want to keep this one going to the end of the year. I want to talk a little board games.
Continue it.
Was talking to a handful of listeners over the last week or so and looking for things for their and their family to do that they don't maybe necessarily have to go out and out and about for.
Yep.
And I brought up board games right away. And at least least two of the different families that I was talking to were kind of like, oh, we haven't done that in years.
Yeah, they're so fun.
I think that's a great idea, bringing out board games. And I want to know what your favorite board game is, everybody. Do you have a favorite board game?
I was just going to ask you that. you know what? I have too many, I think. That's the problem. I have some like classics, some old classics that we played. So, not to make it a long story, but there's one called Scotland Yard, and it's originally came from Germany because we have a really good friend that lives in Germany, and they brought it for us when we were a kid. And so to me, that's like summarizes our dinner table and board games as like a child. So I like that one for that reason. And it's like kind of like spying, and there's like there's so many more levels to it. That one's really fun. But then I have other ones. Like we recently got one called Trails, which has been fun. And we're currently in the middle of Monopoly with my children. Ooh. That is a long game. Yes. I forgot how long it is.
Yes.
That is not my favorite game. That is not. I like it. I like it. But gosh, that is a long game. We've been like pausing it for, I think, a week. Like we'll play it a little bit every couple nights. We'll play for like an hour and then we're like, okay, break.
If I'm being honest, I'm a little surprised. I, of all the board games in the world that I would think you would not be into, it be Monopoly. Like that seems like the most opposite game for you.
Yeah, it's not my game.
Not your game.
It's not my game.
Yeah, no, I noticed that, but I,
but you think it would be my game.
No.
Yeah, it's not my game, and but it's fun to play it every once in a while. So
we a shout out to Melissa, not only for jumping in here on the text for me, because I could not think of it. We had our Christmas party last week and we played a game. Why Are You Like This?
Oh.
And I could not think of the title, even though Melissa got me on it twice. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've never played a game like that. I've never done charades or anything.
Is it like you have to guess what that person is like or thinking or would choose?
You do different things, yeah. And there are different sets of rules with each round. And you have to, you know, act them out and everything.
Oh, it was of course. A lot of fun. There's a lot of theater folks in here in this radio station.
Yes.
So I bet you guys had a lot of fun with that.
It was a blast. Now, that's not necessarily a board game, but I think games like that are
I love those kind of games.
And you could be playing a game maybe to be the, beat out these Monopoly super fans that collected their own Guinness World Record. They had the Guinness World Record. Neil Scallon, whose collection is largely composed of different Monopoly editions, set the record for the most collection of Monopoly board game memorabilia.
Oh, my goodness.
1,677 sets of Monopoly boards this guy's got.
Like, wow,
that is incredible, and just
that's a lot.
Just looking,
I mean, he needs like
picture.
A spare garage for that.
And when you think about it, like he doesn't even have them all.
No,
that's
I didn't. I mean, I didn't know that that many exist, but actually, that makes sense.
I knew that there was a lot of different ones. You know, yeah. I've got a Chicago Monopoly. Yep. I have a Simpsons Monopoly that I still haven't opened. I've got quite a few of them, but I did not realize there were that many.
That's a lot.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
And that is a game you do have to have patience for.
You do.
Really do.
I mean, it's a long one.
I would say my favorite board game is probably Clue. I really like
Clue.
I really enjoy Clue.
Clue is up there for sure.
I like that one a lot. I like Monopoly with certain people. Like, I love playing with my dad. My dad is always the banker. My dad always thinks he can get one over on you, and he doesn't.
Okay.
And it's fun seeing him just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, I think a lot of these things for me are the people that you're playing the game
Definitely.
With.
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't think there's a board game I wouldn't play, especially with the right people.
Yeah. You know, winter is a great time to just relax a little bit more and do a board game, and it's a great alternative to maybe doing other things, and it's a nice thing to do.
They got the right people, and they got great people over at Quality Plus Printing. Thank you to Phil and the gang for joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday, Excelsior! Want to thank Denise and our friends over at the South County Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week. Be sure to check out all of them at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com, and of course, a big thank you to the team over at Family Natural Foods. Let me Bauer Katrina for the day here, for the morning and everything, and our friends over there, Katrina. You guys have some great sales going on right now. Yeah. I wanted to remind everybody about.
Terry's on sale. So Terry Natural, not him personally, sorry, you can't take him, but we don't have him there. But his wonderful products, the Terry Natural products, are on sale until the end of this year. So catch them, and you got about, you got like 4 or 5 days now. So catch them while you can. And, you know, lots of things to think about for the new year. If there's like certain foods or you're still doing some holiday gift giving, lots of great like stocking stuffers and and such. So definitely come and check those things out. We are open today 9 to 4, tomorrow 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4. And then New Year's Eve, we're really open our normal hours, but New Year's Eve is 9 to 4 as well. So closed on New Year's Day. But yeah, thankful for all of you in this new year. And James, of course, you know, all the shenanigans we've been always up to on the radio. So always fun.
It's a blast. And we're looking forward to another year.
Yeah.
And really do appreciate our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community. Few businesses do and have for longer, like our friends at Family Natural Foods. They are opening their doors in minutes from now. Oh, no, they're already open.
We're
open. Already
open. Oh, we've been open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been open for an hour now already. So head on over there, say hi to the gang for us at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Great follow, great way to keep up to date and all the good things going on in your community. And stop on by and say hi to the gang for all of us here at WFHR.
Yeah.
Did want to mention just a couple of quick good stories that we got for everybody. This one right here, a therapy dog in South Carolina named Martina just got her own children's book.
Aw.
It's called Martina's Purpose, and it tells the story of how she was found tangled in barbed wire as a puppy, went on to become a comfort dog.
Wow.
And all the proceeds from the book are going to charity.
Wonderful. That's sweet.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. One more great animal story for you as we had our pet of the week today and everything. A library near Kennebunkport, Maine is in the news because it's also doubling as a cat shelter.
Okay.
So the library is also a cat shelter. Hmm. How perfect is that?
That is great.
The folks who run it started taking in cats last year and living at the library until they got adopted. They've fostered over 30 so far, and most of them have scooped up in a week or two.
Wow. So that's incredible.
They are finding the local Humane Society there is working with them, and they're finding that these animals are actually getting adopted a little bit faster, it seems.
What a fun connection and collaboration.
Yeah. You know, our libraries tend to be a lot of our local hubs, and our Humane Societies are an off branch of that in many ways.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Be sure to join us today for a Midday Magazine. We got a great one lined up for you. In part one, we're going to talk to Miss Northern Lights Ruby Marty, or former Miss Wisconsin Rapids Ruby Marty. We're going to talk about the Miss Northern Lights competition coming up. Looking forward to that. And we'll have United Way, when they were in with us earlier. We'll have that greatest of playing later. Katrina, have a great day.
Thank you. You
have
too.
Have a good day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. For many people hitting the road again this day after Christmas, the weather may not cooperate. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Fog will be a problem in the middle of the country, from the Gulf Coast north to Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois. Snow will slow travel from Utah and Idaho to the Pacific Northwest.
FlightAware reports more than 1,900 flights into or out of the U.S. today have been delayed, while more than 200 have been canceled. The early holiday returns for retailers look good.
Holiday retail is up 2.5% to 3.5%.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says today should also be busy with shoppers hunting for post-Christmas markdowns. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports the Kremlin is beefing up security a week after Ukraine assassinated Russia's chemical weapons chief with a scooter bomb.
Now the Kremlin says there were several Russian military leaders to be targeted, and some of the plans also included remote-controlled bombs, one hidden in an envelope.